Now, Universal were very keen because at the time there were a lot of crime series and Universal didn't have one. And they bought up an option to produce 12 films over the next 7 years.
But Adrian and Dennis Conan Doyle also had various stipulations as to what could or could not be done to the character.
They couldn't kill off Holmes. They couldn't criminalise him. They couldn't make him look ridiculous. But they were allowed to modernise him. And that, of course, is exactly what they did.
The first in the Universal Pictures was Sherlock Holmes and the Voice of Terror, set during World War II with Holmes and Watson up against the Nazis. This was an obvious and explicit patriotic war film.
Nothing prepared them for the opening shot of the film, which is a map of Europe with a shadow of a radio mast across it, and the voice of Lord Haw-Haw, or a Lord Haw-Haw sound-alike. This is the voice of terror, this is the voice you will fear. So suddenly, we're not just in the modern era, we are in the war.
Germany broadcasting, people of Britain, greetings from the Third Reich. This is the voice you have learned to fear, this is the voice of terror.
Again. At the end, it was a very moving speech by Holmes, a speech that was so successful that they commissioned similar speeches for the next four films.
There's an east wind coming all the same. Such a wind has never blew on England yet. It will be cold and bitter, Watson. And a good many of us may wither before its blast. But it's God's own wind nonetheless. And a greener, better, stronger land will lie in the sunshine when the storm is cleared.
Dennis Conan Doyle wrote to the studio, and the letter's here. It says he thinks the modern setting was a daring experiment. This is incomparably the best Sherlock Holmes film ever made. Now, we have to think about the fact that Dennis Conan Doyle was receiving $12,000 every time they made a film. I think this might have influenced his view of it.
There he is.